Hello, Billy Reeves here. Lunatic Soul, the solo project of Marius Duda from Riverside. The album is out now. It's called Walking on a Flashlight Beam, his third solo album for K-Scope. We'll hear from Marius shortly. Firstly, though, this is entitled Cold.
I press my face against the
Lunatic Soul from Walking on a Flashlight Beam. That's entitled Cold, and that's free to download. Go to kscopemusic.com and go to the Lunatic Soul page. Marius spoke to me recently from his studio in Poland, and I wanted to find out what the lyrical theme of the album is.
Walking on a Flashlight Beam is an album about choosing to be alone. It was inspired by the life of some artists who escape reality in order to create. And in a sense, the album is a prequel to the stories from the black and the white lunatic soul. So in order, you should listen to this, like, Walking on a Flashlight Beam is this. This is the first one, and later there's the black album and the white album. Because it's an album about solitude, I pretty much decided to record it on my own. And musically, I think I just wanted to replace the flutes and folk instruments with electronic sounds. It's the most diverse album, but the same, the most coherent. I always create songs from short sketches. I record this on my dictaphone, and later I go to the studio. I work on ideas in the studio, and sometimes I develop them a lot more, sometimes only a little. But in general, I think this album was the one I spent the most time creating. And I was simply looking for cohesion, for its unique character.
They crawl out from the dark, permeate through my door.
Is rock music art or commerce? I think it depends on who's making it, really. Because there are musicians who turn everything they touch into art, and there are those who just turn everything into commerce. We live in a time of producers. The same is with the producers. There are producers that they just turn everything they touch into something that matters. And there are those who turn everything into something, I don't know, shallow, but very popular. And with rock music, I think it can go both ways. It can become very popular and thus lean towards the commercial side. And it can be arranged in such a way that both critics and listeners will simply praise it to the skies. So I think everything depends on some kind of balance.
All is quiet.
Lunatic Soul. The album is called Walking on a Flashlight Beam. It's out on K-Scope right now, and it's streaming in full on Prog Magazine's website. You heard their Treehouse, and before that, Gutter. MusicHeadquarter.de gave this album a very eye-catching 9 out of 9 review. Definitely the album of the year, they say. Thanks to Marius for the interview. Now, also out now on K-Scope, from the skeletal sounds of Lunatic Soul, from Poland to Edinburgh, and the dense sounds of North Atlantic Oscillation. The album is called The Third Day. Now, this is the single. There's an animated video of this up on the K-Scope website. Now, we'll hear from Sam from the band shortly. Meantime, this is entitled August. North Atlantic Oscillation. That's called August from the album The Third Day, and the animated video is now available to see at kscopemusic.com. Now, I spoke to Sam via Skype recently. The album melds together quite nicely, so I asked him why they decided to amalgamate the tracks.
The simple reason is that the material kind of suggested that certain tracks just happened by accident in some cases to segue nicely. The tempos matched up, or the keys matched up, or the harmonic motion matched up. But another reason, I guess, is a kind of a reaction to the ever decreasing attention span and the shrinking of the unit of entertainment or of art that's been happening recently. You know, that originally it was the album or the film, and then it became the single or the short film, whatever fit inside YouTube's original 10-minute limit. And then that gets smaller and smaller until you're dealing with kind of 30-second animations or just clips of songs, right up to kind of, you know, maximum 140 characters on Twitter, and 6 seconds, I think, is the Vine limit. Just to, you know, the unit being smaller and smaller, which I don't think is a good thing at all. I mean, you know, the part of the joy of music is getting immersed in it, getting lost, losing your landmarks and your waypoints, and kind of forgetting everything. You know, that only really happens, I think, with an album's worth of content. And I guess it's just a way to kind of push in the opposite direction, back to longer units of content. And so a way of achieving that is to blur the lines between tracks, so that not only are there some tracks, not all of them incidentally, but some tracks running one to the other without a gap. Also, even within tracks, there are movements which are deliberately rather jaggedly put together, so that they seem possibly like a track change, whereas they're not. And then the what are track changes don't seem like track changes.
You can't fight games. Don't you can't fight.
I love the sleeve. Tell me about the sleeve.
It was done by Ross McRae and Brendan McCarthy. They're part of an Edinburgh-based arts collective called Ray, and I'd done some work with them before. It's based on an illustrated book that I came across called The Codex Serafinianus, which was a kind of a labor of love of an Italian polymath architect, illustrator, artist called Luigi Serafini, who did this as a kind of a moonlight. He was working as an architect, I think, full-time at the time, and evenings and weekends he worked on this thing over a period of about 10 years, and it's extraordinary. It's just a giant illustrated encyclopedia of an imagined world, complete with a botany section, an anthropological section, an architectural section, a geographic section, all in an invented language.
Is there going to be any concerts? How are you going to do this incredibly dense music live?
Well, we're in the process of working on that right now, and it is tricky. So we're kind of seeing which tracks are remotely possible and concentrating on those. It is going to be hard, but if anything, we're kind of pushing to make it even more alive than we have done in the past. It's all hands on deck and, extra defensive.
Excellent. Are you going to need some more hands? Or are the three of you going to do
it? Well, I mean, feet also, like we invested in extra foot switches and sustain pedals and anything we can use to do as many of the layers as possible in real time.
North Atlantic Oscillation. The album is called The Third Day. You heard Great Plains 2, and before that, Wires. ProgRockEtc.com described this record as confirming the immense talent of one of the most valuable specimens of the so-called post-progressive generation. Now, some notices before we play out with I Am The Morning. Anathema are currently on a huge European tour, the Satellites Over Europe tour. It goes through until the 12th of November. The Pineapple Thief are coming out on tour shortly in support of their brand new album, Magnolia, which is out now. It starts in Germany on November the 18th, goes through Europe, London on the 3rd of December, up at the Academy in Islington. The Pineapple Thief touring through November and December. And as we heard from Sam there, North Atlantic Oscillation are planning a tour. It starts on the 21st of October in Newcastle before coming to London, Manchester and Birmingham. And there'll be some European dates announced on the website after that. Now, some news of a couple of very exciting new signings. The award-winning Tesseract have joined the family, reunited with vocalist Dan Tomkins. An album is coming out on K-Scope next year. They're on a big European tour at the moment, going through November and coming into the Scala on November the 6th in North London. And Nordic Giants are bringing their post-rock cinematic sound to K-Scope. Their debut album is slated for a 2015 release. Meantime, K-Scope are going to be releasing the two self-released EPs on a clear vinyl LP and a 2CD edition. Build Seas and Dismantled Suns coming out on November the 17th. And we'll hear from Nordic Giants in the next K-Scope podcast. Stephen Wilson is working on a new LP, and the album teaser video is up on the kscopemusic.com website presently. Finally, from me and this podcast, though, recent additions to the label, I Am The Morning. The album Belighted is out now, and there's a video for this track up on the K-Scope website. The track is called KOS, and we'll hear a little bit more of this story from Mariana in the next podcast, how she met, dramatically, Danny from Anathema. Essentially, she was in the front row at an Anathema concert, and Danny saved her life when it all got a bit hairy down the front.
And at some point they started playing some old music, like Panic and stuff, and people started being really aggressive around me. They started slamming and all, and I got really, I really choked on that first row because people have been pushing on me. And at some point in the middle of a song, he stopped playing and got me out of the crowd because I was just like basically dying in there.
Wow.
I'm not sure if he remembers that actually.
Mariana from I Am The Morning on how she met Danny from Anathema. The two were reunited at the K-Scope anniversary concerts, which is partly how the band joined the label. You'll hear more of that story in the next K-Scope podcast, along with some music from Nordic Giants, as mentioned. So to play out then, from I Am The Morning's album Belighted, it's out now. There's a new video for this track up on the K-Scope website. The album is well-crafted, realised with incredible skill by true artists. A joy, a complete pleasure from start to finish. Not my words, the words of DPRP.net. I Am The Morning, KOS. I'm Billy Reeves, and thanks for listening. Speak to you soon.